Hello.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Abe Feinberg.
Yes, Abe. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Glad to hear you.
Thank you. Mac Bundy suggested that I call on the matter that we've been kicking around now for 7 or 8 days. He tells me that you're on the horns of a dilemma, which I can well understand with regard to the Jordanian situation. And that up to this point, you haven't heard the Israel voice loud and clear on their position. I suggested, in that conversation, he suggested that you said that you wanted to talk to me about it. I've given him the rundown as I got it only this morning, the final rundown on all of the conversations from the Israeli point of view. And it occurs to me that the way to get the voice loud and clear is for you to see someone whom the Prime Minister would send over. I would imagine it would be Golda, whom you know, who I think can bring you up to the minute on every phase of their thinking.
I told he mentioned that. I'm surprised. He must be confused because we reviewed that a couple of days before, and I would think that would be about the worst thing could happen. I think we would excite the whole world. It'd be worse than the German-Israel fight they're having now. I can't imagine her getting in to see the president and having a meeting here with a junior official. Somebody less than the Prime Minister without it circularizing. Now, I had asked Harriman last week, who is very understanding on these things, and Comer, who I don't know anybody that's, he's not emotional as some of our folks are on him, but he's very able and very kindly disposed to him. I think it shapes up very simply. With every person I have talked to, and I've gone over it with the four top State Department people, the Secretary, the Undersecretary, and the Assistant Secretary, and our ambassadors in the area, including Harriman. I've talked to all the defense people, which is McNamara and Vance, and Wheeler. I've talked to some of my congressional people, the foreign relations folks. We can go one of two ways, and I'm willing to go either way. If the Israel friends in this country want to substitute their judgment about the consequences of Soviet planes, and don't think it makes much difference, kind of like Mike argued in the meetings up here, I'm prepared to tell my advisors that that is the course, and I'd be perfectly willing. I don't look with much approval on becoming a munitions maker. I think you just get yourself in a hell of a shape. I think it, I think Ben Gurion attacking Eshkol on this German tank deal is just an awful thing for everybody. And the Germans got out a big statement denouncing us this morning and saying that we acted in bad faith. And we did unquestionably ask this poor man to send those tanks, and we kind of forced him to do it. And now he did it, and his government's going to fall because of a fight they got in among themselves over there, according to our intelligence. Now, I don't want to get in that. I'm friendly to these people, and I want to help them. But as our people see it, if they really sincerely, genuinely feel that that we oughtn't to sell these planes to Jordan, and we oughtn't to sell these tanks. We're giving them as little as we can get by with. Nasser's got their feet to the fire. Well, we won't do it. I'll just say that, and I'm prepared to do it, and I'm telling Harriman to tell the Prime Minister that, because I think it's something's got to be settled with him and
the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah, yeah. And he's going to say, now you all decide this, we have indications from our Jewish population in the United States that they think that's the course we ought to follow. Now our judgment is we oughtn't to do it. Our judgment is we oughtn't to let this little king go down the river. He's got 1.5 million people, and he only controls 1/3 of them, 2/3 against him, but he is the only voice that will stand up there. And if you want to turn him over and have a complete Soviet bloc, well, we'll just have to, and we'll get out of the arms business. And we think when we'll have to get out of supplying Jordan with money, and we think when we do that, it'll cause pressure to really be on, when that story comes out, it'll be on the whole 100 million that goes to Jordan and Israel too. But we'll fight that when we come to it. We'll deprive Jordan of their aid. We'll tell them, no more aid, no more munitions, no more nothing. We're not going to get into manufacturing munitions and so on and so forth. If that's what they think, we think it would be better to give them as little as possible and control it. And all of our defense people think it would be. But I'm not prepared to take on the New York Times and Mike Feldman and everybody else. And I'm going to let them make the decision. And if they, but it's got to be in or out. If we go in, of course, we've got to be of some help to Israel. If we get out, then we just got to say, well, we're not taking part. We're not going to supply arms to one side or the other. We're just not going to be in here to sell a lot of munitions. And we think a smart way to do it would keep them at lower level as we can, a controllable level, a management level, and that would really keep us control instead of turning it over to the Soviet. But we might just be as wrong as we can be. And if the people in this country think we are wrong, well, I just don't want to do an experiment. And if Eshkol thinks he's wrong, I've stuck my neck out pretty far and am prepared to do it some more for both of them. Only reason I'm helping Jordan is on account of Israel. Now, if Israel considers them their enemy and not of help, then we just wasted $600 million.
Mr. President, do I understand that Abram is going?
Yeah.
When does he plan to leave, you know?
No, but as soon as I can get him off, we decided
that's in lieu of her coming here, right?
Well, I never had considered that. I never had felt that was desirable. I think that couldn't do anything but heat it up. I can't imagine her getting off with a suitcase without somebody saying why. And then I don't want to get another Arab, Ben-Gurion, Eshkol, Earhart election in this thing if I can avoid it. And I think I would never let anybody know it, but I just let Avril quietly go to Tehran and maybe make a stop in Africa and wind up around there and just pay a courtesy call on the Prime Minister. I think that's about as direct, and I think it's about as complimentary as I know how to be. He's my top man. And
one of the major worries, which I gathered from this information which was read to me today in Israel, is the awkward possibility of having an agreement with Jordan without any further discussion with Israel.
We're gonna have further discussion. We're gonna send him. We're gonna say you write the ticket. Our people, the Jews in our country, say that we ought not to, under any circumstances, sell Jordan anything. Now that we've spent $600 million on this course of action under Kennedy and all through the years. Now, if you all feel that way about it, and you really mean business, why, there's a door that we pull down the curtain. We're gonna tell Congress we don't want Jordan to have any money. We're going to tell Jordan we cannot sell you. We can't get involved in sales to individual nations. Therefore, we will not be selling any arms. We just cut them off. And you go on and buy them wherever you please. We think that they will buy these planes, and we think it will be overall worse than if we sold them. But at least we won't be selling them. And it'll be their decision.
I gather that as much as a week or 10 days will elapse before April gets there.
Well, no, I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I'd want him to. I would hope that he'd be there in three or 4 days. But I think that he will give an itinerary that'll try to cover it, Abe. And I sure don't want you to repeat even to anybody because these things. Have a way of getting blown up, as you can see from this German thing. I've been back to McGee all night long last night, and it's just a hell of a mess. The Germans denounced us for not saying that we caused it to be done. And then they denounced us for putting a boycott on their products. And they just say that I've deceived them, and I come in and ask them to supply Israel with tanks, which they complied with. And then when they got caught and got in trouble, I ran and put a boycott on them for doing it. So they announced yesterday, Von Hasse did, that the Americans are no good. So I don't want to get that thing going here. My judgment is, and it's Rusk's judgment, and I don't believe it's an emotional judgment, but I believe it's a friendly judgment, that this little king has some value to us, and that we ought to keep him as far away from the Soviet and Nasser as we can. The Israelis, though, don't think so. Well, if they don't, we'll just pull out. We won't sell him a damn thing. But we want it to be clear it's their decision. And we want it to be clear that we're doing it so we can satisfy the Jews and not irritate them. And that's what we're going to just say. Now, the people in our country, the Feldmans and others we talk to, who are very informed, very knowledgeable, very sincere, they think that we ought to let the Soviets sell them. Therefore, if you want to underwrite that, why, we're prepared to do it, and we'll tell the Congress next week that we just delete the money for Jordan, that we can't get along with them, and that we'll turn over that part of it to the Arabs. And we don't think 1.5 million people are going to affect greatly our 44 alliances in the world. But we don't want to be charged with being a munitions maker and in there trying to stir up war on one side or the other. And that's your decision, and we think it'll be wrong. We think down the line that Israel will be coming back and saying, well, now, wait a minute, we played hell. But that's why we're sending our top-level man, the best man we've got in the State Department, from being pro-Jewish, from understanding it, from understanding the Russians and everything else, and they say, now, Mr. Prime Minister, we want to accommodate you. Which route do you want? Do you want us out of here or do you want us in? And